Hush now, Mama's talking. Welcome to my podcast, where the truth gets told, the tea, it gets spilled, and silence, well, she takes a back seat. I'm your host, Mama J, and around here, I say it how I feel it, with passion, love, fire, and just enough grace to keep it classy. Whether it's love, life, lessons, or just letting go, pull up a chair, baby. You're in the right place. Let's get into it. Hush Now, Mama's Talking Podcast, Season 1, titled, Baby, Don't Let Them Steal Your Joy. How to Deal with Haters. Episode 1. Why some folks just can't be happy for you. Here are a few possible reasons. Number 1. Low self-esteem. The person may have a lack of confidence. Some people, they just feel that they are inadequate or inferior. Perhaps they don't accept compliments well. And there are some people who just struggle with low self-esteem and sometimes just afraid of making mistakes. I had a boss once, years ago, and she had this plaque on her desk that read, if the truth hurts, endure the pain. I like that quote. But if you know me, I had to add some Mama J sauce to it. So, if the truth hurts, endure the pain, or change that truth, baby. We all make mistakes. We all mess up. But these little life hiccups are just opportunities to learn and grow. So don't be afraid to identify your flaws, change it, fix it, and baby, just do better. Another possible reason they're not happy for you, the old green-eyed monster. In the play Othello, Iago says to him about the destruction of jealousy. Oh, beware, my lord of jealousy. It is the green-eyed monster which doeth mock the meat it feeds on. Even though Iago was the source of planting the seed of adultery from the sweet Desdemona, to her husband, poor Othello. Othello didn't even realize that the green-eyed monster was in fact Iago. Because of Iago's jealousy towards Othello, he set out to destroy him and Othello's legacy. Oh, what a wonderful play. Bravo, bravo. The last possible reason I'll go over is that old toxic circle. There's an old saying that goes, misery loves company. So take a moment to look at your friend group. Are they always negative? Do they influence you or lead you to have negative habits? Baby, if the answer is yes, then reevaluate your circle of friends. If you see a pattern of them hating on everyone else, then why in the heck would they not hate on you? Sometimes having a negative circle of friends can start feeling like it's a normal behavior. Oh, it's so funny, it's so cool. But child, if you find yourself in that circle, Mama J recommends that you step out of that circle for a while. Honey, self-evaluate. And if you have also been contributing to that hater mentality, stop it right now. Don't you make Mama J put you in timeout. And if you can, influence your friends. Encourage them to stop being haters. And if you can't influence them and that behavior continue, maybe it's time for you to find friends who are more loving, supportive, and caring of others, and make that your new normal. My next topic is constructive feedback versus hateration. One thing about constructive feedback is that it's designed to help you, support you, guide you to a desired outcome, and a very important piece of that is just to help you grow and be better. Now, the delivery should also be with respect and care, and if need be, delivered with an empathetic tone. There should also be suggestions on how to fix or improve that behavior. I'll never forget, you know, as a kid in school, I had a little homie, and she was stinky, you know, and people talked about her behind her back. And I liked her. We were friends. So I brought her some deodorant and said, "Girl, sometimes your deodorant doesn't work. Try this." I never smelled her again, and people stopped talking about her. The constructive feedback should encourage growth. It should make you feel that you can overcome, do better, and learn. The feedback should be one-on-one, if possible. No need to embarrass or catch someone off guard in a public setting. Then there is hateration. Hateration is designed to hurt you flat out. It comes from a negative place to make you feel small or powerless. Sometimes the tone can be condescending, harsh, insulting, or they may even use derogatory language. And sometimes they are rude or nice, nasty with a smile. And watch their body language and their facial expressions. Did they seem happy when they told you their hate? And if so, shame on them. Shame, shame, shame on them. There was also this thing called character assassination. And that's just speaking ill and giving advice to make improvements over something vague or even untrue. Just making up stuff to make you look and feel bad or discredit your reputation or brand. And believe you me, I would never stand for that. I believe if you lie on me, I'm going to correct you or ask you for examples in that moment. Because maybe vague does not live here. I want the facts, period, dot. Now, sometimes the feedback is provided just to make you feel low and insecure. Their whole purpose was to damage or create a hostile place for you to make you feel uncomfortable and worthless. Don't give anyone that power, ever. Know your worth. And then there's feedback without improvement suggestions. Just pointing out your flaws without trying to give you any kind of help. Negative feedback can make you feel destroyed, but when you listen to constructive feedback, it can aid your growth and enhance your joy. In other words, use the constructive feedback to push yourself to greatness. Learn who your haters are by their words and their actions, and you'll be stronger and wiser. And bottom line, baby, haters are gonna hate. And you gotta learn how to shake the haters. Remember, you cannot please everyone. And close the door, no, slam the door on negativity. Don't engage in arguments or debates, and avoid letting the negativity to enter your heart. Protect that at all costs. Rise and shine above it. Remember who you are, and haters' opinion is just that. It's their opinion. Find your joy. Stay mentally well. Find people who will lift you up and not just tear you down. Find your support. Whether it be Jesus, your friends, your family, therapy, and don't forget Mama J. If you feel that your emotions are being impacted by haters, share your feelings with someone who can help you process it and provide you with valuable perspectives. Never, ever suffer in silence. And most importantly, take care of my baby. Self-care, honey, boosts your own self-esteem. I have a daughter. She gets manicures, pedicures, facials, massages, walks, runs, gets her hair done, and whatever else she needs to do for her own self-care. So, honey, find your own way to self-soothe. And find that support group. Remember, sometimes the folks you surround yourself are not for your benefit. And like I stated before, misery loves company. So find a positive place, positive people that uplift and encourage you to be yourself and help balance that hateration scale. And remember what Mama said, if the truth hurts, endure the pain or change that truth and evaluate constructive feedback. If there's any helpful criticism hidden within the hater's comment, consider it as an opportunity for growth. Sometimes a hater can help you improve and don't even know it. Their intentions may be bad and hurtful, but guess what? God can flip it around and make it helpful for your own benefit, your own good. I know it's sad, but hurt people hurt people. There are people that have experienced pain or trauma, and sometimes due to their own hurt, they inflict it on others. Now, that doesn't make it right. And people should choose not to hurt people just because they're hurting. You have control of what you allow to get into your soul. So remember, you can't control other people's thoughts or actions, but you can take action to make sure it doesn't break you. Be at peace that some people will always find fault and be negative Nancys. Sorry to all the Nancys. But remember, my loves, you have no power over haters, but you do have power to reject the negativity and choose joy. All right, now, that's enough truth for one day. If you felt seen, heard, or even shook, good. That means I'm doing something right. Remember, baby, your voice matters. Your feelings are valid. And your story, well, it's still been written. So until next time, keep your head high, your heart open, and hush when Mama's talking. I'll talk to you soon.